Av, 28th of July, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, the accurate Loshon of Rashi.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Rabbi Hartman.
We're going to take one or two Rashis in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Dvarim. And we'll just see how accurately Rashi has been written. As we know, whenever it says that one person took another person, so Rashi always goes out to explain that it doesn't mean he literally schlepped him and picked him up. Rather, Rashi explains that he spoke to him. So when it says Reuben took Shimon, Rashi says, Vayikach bedvar. It's with words. Rashi says this nine times in Chumash. And the Maharal each and every time explains why. Because the essence of a person is his logic. The essence of a person is his das. When you speak to another human being, you should be focusing that you're speaking to another human brain. Not to the nose or the face, but to the brain behind the face. And therefore, to communicate to that part of the other human being, it's only through logic. But if you just physically pick him up and move him from one place to another, you took his body, you took his white cells, his red cells, but you didn't take him. You didn't take him. So how do you take him? Through words. That's what the Maharal says in all nine places in Rashi. And I think the last time the Rashi says it in Chumash is in this week's Parsha. Then what does it say? Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tezvav, Va'aykach es Rashi Shiftechem. I took the leaders of the tribes regarding the Eitz of Yisro to appoint Dayanim. Anashim Chachamim, Yiduim, etc., etc. So says Rashi, Va'ikach et Rashi Shiftechem, Meshachtim Bedvarim, I persuade them with words, Ashrechem, fortunate you are, Ami Batim Leismanos, and upon who are you coming to be appointed on? Abnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Abnei Adam Shenikru Achim V'Reim Chelek V'Nachla V'Chol Lo Shel Chiba. The Jewish people, he sings the praises of Am Yisrael, that they're the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they're people which are called brothers and friends, etc., etc. I would like just to compare it to the previous two times that Rashi also explained that Ba'ekach was with words. In Parshas Ba'al Loisha, when Moshe Rabbeinu appointed the administrators, so also over there it says Va'ekach. I took the lashon of the pasuk is Ve'lakach to'isam. Take them. So says over there Rashi. What did he tell them? Kachem bedvarim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him, take them with words. Ashrechem shenitmanetem parnasim. Unfortunate that you became administrators al bonav shel makom, the children of God. That's what says there in Rashi. Aleph, Pasuk Tetzayin. Similarly, when Moshe Rabbeinu took Yeshua as a leader, so he told them, Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Kach lecha as Yeshua, persuade Yeshua, right? It's in Perek Kavches, Pasuk Yudches, in Perek Kavzayin, Pasuk Yudches, in Sefer Midbar, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Kach lecha as Yeshua, so says Rashi, Kachenu b'dvarim, take him with words. Ashrecha shezachit alani, bonav shel makom. So in the previous two times, what's our yichus? Bonav shel makom. The children of God. When it comes to this week's parasha, Rashi says everything but the children of God. Al mi batam nisbano, es abnei Avra, mi etzav Yaakov, al anoshim, al achim v'reim, chelik v'nachla, v'chol loshem chiba. It seems as if Rashi said to himself, or I could say the three words, Bonav Shel Makom, and if I cannot say those three words, I'll say 18 other words. Ami Bata Nisbano, Sabne Amram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Al Anoshim Shenikru Achim Reim, Chelek, V'Nachla, V'Chol Lo Shel Chiba, Al Manga, Al Megila. How come Rashi didn't say Bonav Shel Makom? The children of God, like he said the previous two times? Again, the previous two times are when he appointed the administrators in Parshas Ba'al Loisha, and when he appointed Yeshua in Parshas Pinchas. Why over here is it a long-winded kind of title? Why didn't it say Bonav Shel Makom? Anybody want to say anything? Is the question understood? Right, we're comparing the last three times that Rashi said the word kach, and it means with words, to persuade them. And what was the persuasion? We are the children of God. That's what he told Niskanim. That's what he told Yeshua. But when it comes to the point of Dayanim, going back to Yisro's Eitzah, he says many, many things, but not Bano Shalmakam.
Maybe now, before he was dying.
No, it's back to Israel.
No, but now. It's
going back to what he told them. He's not going to make up something new now. He's recording what he said 40 years ago. Right? So what is it? So if I said, let's go into this again. Why are we called the children of God? Why are we called the children of God?
Pasuk Bani Matan.
It's Pasuk Bani Matan Hashem Elokechem. 100%. In Pashas Re'eh. Why are we called the children of God? And the non-Jews, they're not called children. Isn't it a biological factor that we come from other Orisha?
Maybe because we've chosen whether we're good or bad, irrelevant.
Okay, that makes us bunny.
Well, somebody else chose to
the father.
So I'll tell you what Rashi says. I'll tell you what Rashi says in Pashas Vayeskanan. On the pasuk v'shinantam levanecha, which we say in Shema. You know what Rashi says there? He's quoting the Sifri. Levanecha elu atalmidim. These are the students. It doesn't mean your biological children. It means the students. Teach students Torah. Says Rashi, matzinu b'chol makom shatalmidim kuim banim. We find everywhere that children are, that students are called children. Shenemar, banim atem, l'shem alokechem. The pasuk that was quoted before. So Rashi clearly stating, it's quoting the Sifri, why are we called the children of Hashem?
We learn.
Because we're in Torah. A student is called a child. Why? Because what's a child? Someone that came from your life, from your chaim. And if you teach someone Torah, you're injecting in him chaim as well. Right? So, ha-talmidim kuim banim. Students are called children. Shenema banim atem la-shem elokecha. You are called the children of God. That's a good one. So, the Kitzur, could we derive, why are we called the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Because we learn Torah.
Because we learn Torah. The more Torah you learn, the more a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu you become. Yes. Noch HaRashi, noch HaTesvis, noch HaDaf Gemara, you're more a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, we say in Davening, Ashiveinu Avinu V'sar V'secha, V'Koveinu Malkeinu L'Avod
V'secha.
Just one second. So Hashiveinu Avinu means, why do we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially Abba, and then we call him Melech? Because when you speak about Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tata. When you speak about Avoida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech, from the word Eved. Right? That's how come we say Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Secha, V'Koveinu Malkeinu L'Avod Secha. Where do we daven that we should have success in our learning? Where's the tefillah that we daven we should have success in our learning? What? Avinu Av Arachaman. Right? Before Shema. And over there we mentioned Avinu Av Tata Tata Tzveimo. Avinu Av Arachaman. When it comes to Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a father. So can I derive from him? And you know what? It's a Gemara Masechet Shabbos. Misha'ash Shekdimu Nasa L'Nishma. Which has to do with Matan Torah, Karathan and Bani, they're called children. Shenema, B'nei B'chor Yisrael. Even though the pasuk B'nei B'chor Yisrael was said earlier, Rashi on the spot says, it's Al Shem Ha'asid, the Gemara Shabbos, the Pichas Amudbeis. So could we derive that we're called the children of Hashem as a result of Matan Torah? Meaning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to become Melamed Torah L'Am Yisrael, that's when we became the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Agreed? Tell them. We agree. Prior to Matan Torah, are we called the children of Hashem? No. Because it started when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we started learning Torah. Once we became students of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're called children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But prior to the fact that we were becoming students, we're not called children either. Right? Makes sense. Now since regarding Yisrael, the Gemara in Masechet Zvachim towards the end, like the one, the Kufta Zayin, has a machlekes if Yisro came before or after Matan Torah. two opinions on Chazal. So Rashi didn't want to say Banav Shel Makom, because that's only after Matan Torah. So the previous two times, which is speaking about appointing the Parnosim, which was 2 years after Matan Torah, and appointing Yoshua, which is 40 years after Matan Torah, there Rashi had no problem to call us Banav Shel Makom, because we're already the children of Hashem from Matan Torah time. But here, even though it appears later in Torah, but it's referring to earlier time, right? To what happened in the time of Yisroel. It's the eighth of Yisroel. And Yisroel, there's a machlokes in the Gemara if he came before or after Matan Torah. So Rashi wanted to play safe. So Rashi gave us all titles that we want, but not Banav Shel Makom, because that's hinging on the two opinions. And Rashi didn't want to get involved in the machlokes. What do you say, guys, about this? Okay. It's recording the conversation that took place then. Right? So what do you say, Chava? I said this once over to Rosh Hashiva, who's not alive with us anymore. A big Rosh Hashiva, and he told me, psh, sounds great. It sounds mamash geshmak. Say it tonight at the Shabbos table, you'll see people are going to enjoy it. Again, why didn't Rashi here not call us Bonav Shel Makom? We had the Bnei Avon, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Anoshim, Shniku, Achim, Vereim, Chelek, V'Nachla, V'chol, Loshem, Chiba, Alanga Megillah, but he didn't call us Banav Shel Makom. And the previous two times he just called us three words, Banav Shel Makom, and the answer will be super geshmak. We're called the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Matan Torah onwards, and there's an argument in the Gemara if Yisro came before or after Matan Torah, and this is going back to the eighth of Yisro, and therefore Rashi refrained from calling us a title which will be Talui on opinions. No, Rashi says the pasuk "Ribchay Yisrael" was said Hashem Asi the Matan Torah. No. But Rashi says Hashem Matan Torah. If more in Shabbos, that piches. Mishas shekdimu nasa l'nishma karatan abanim shenar bni b'chay Yisrael. How it's written before? So Rashi took care of it. Yes.
Doesn't Rashi normally hold that the Torah wasn't necessarily written?
No, but only if there's a good reason. We're recording a conversation that took place there. It's not the order of the Torah. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? It's a fact in life. It was a Monday morning. What did he tell him? Right? So this Rosh Hashiva told me it's Gevaldik. But Rabbi said, but Mechilas Kfot Torosai, this teretz doesn't help at all. It sounds geshmak, it doesn't help at all. So now we're going through, again, I like to say a Torah that goes through the three parts of the meal on Shabbos. The gefilte fish part is still now. The gefilte fish with the carrot. And then comes the soup, which says, it's not a good teretz. What are we called bonim because of Matan Torah? Absolutely. And that title only kicked in once Torah was given? Absolutely. So what's wrong with this answer? Because the eights of the Dayanim that Yisro gave, everybody agrees was after Matan Torah. In fact, I can tell you the exact date, Yudal of Tishrei. It was 4 months and some days after Matan Torah. Rashi himself says this in Parshas Yisro. Rashi says, even though there's some opinions that say that Yisro came before Matan Torah, and some say he came after Matan Torah, but the advice of Dayanim was Yudal of Tishrei. 4 months and some days after Matan Torah. Why? What do you need Dayanim before Matan Torah? Who needs Dayanim? The Paskin Halachas and what? On the Torah that we haven't had yet? So Rashi says clearly, Rashi says in Fesh, Vayhimi Machlas, it's a Pasuk of Parshas Yisro, in Sheni over there. Vayhimi Machlas, says Rashi, the day after Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down, he came down on Yom Kippur, and the following day, the first Shiur Klali that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us was Yudal Tishrei. And that's when he appointed the Dayanim. So we are after Matan Torah. So we are called Banav Shel Makom. And yet Rashi refrained from mentioning it. Why? It was a chap to say Yisro came before and after Matan Torah. There was a geshmak chap, but that's referring to the earlier stage. But when he offered the eights of the Dayanim, which we're talking about, that's Yud Aleph Tishrei, which is 4 months and 4 days after Matan Torah. We are already called Banav Shel Makom, and yet Rashi did not mention it. Why not? That's the kasha. So we're back to square one. So now we're coming to the main course. The next stage is the main course, right? on Friday, I think that the Torah should be tailored for the different stages of the meal, of the Suda. So let's try to chop another way to understand how come Rashi refrained from saying one of Shabbat. Let's go into this, guys. Bon Atril. There seems to be two Gemaras that say the same thing. That's okay, no problem with that. But they quote different psukim to say the same thing. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yutes Amud Aleph that says, "Kol ha-melamed es ben chaver Torah kiyulu yelodah." Right, we learn it from the children of Aaron, which are called the children of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu tutored them. The kol ha-melamed es ben chaver Torah kiyulu yelodah. Whoever teaches someone else Torah, as if he gave birth to them. One Gemara. There's another one of Chazal on what we just quoted before. V'shinatam levanecha, eino atalmidim. These are the that matzino b'chol makom shatalmidim kriy banim. We find everywhere that the talmidim are called banim, and that's learned from the pasuk banim atem Hashem lekecha. Can anybody tell me what's the difference between these two Mamre Chazal? Kol ha-melamed es ben chaver Torah kiyulu yelodah, which means a Rebbe is a father, and a talmidim kriyim banim. Because the students are your children. Isn't it the same idea?
Each
one's a different pasuk.
Which is the pasuk for the first
one? Or the Bnei Aaron according to Pashas Bamidbar. It says, Eilu Bnei Moshe ve Aaron, and then it lists only the children of Aaron. Right. Hey, what about the children of Moshe? No, they're also called the children of Moshe, because Kol HaMelamed is Ben Chaver Torah, Kilu Yeladai. So, two chazals learning from different pasukim. One is a pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, right? We have our Baal Kor who can tell us. And one is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. One is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. One is a Sifri. Is there any difference between these two chazals? It has to be because they learned from two different psukim. What is the difference? Furthermore, the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, says on Shatalmidim Kulim Banim, from the Sidur of Divrei Agra, and Yerudea, in Hichos Talmud Torah, Rav Huda Zatzal learns that a Talmidim Kulim Banim is only a Talmid Muvak. Only an outstanding Talmud. That's what comes out from the Vilna Gaon. On the Chazal that Rashi quotes in Parshas Bamidbar, Kol HaManam Es Ben B'Nechavar Kilo Yiladai, says the Maral on the spot, and it's Mucha from the Pasuk, even in one day. He tutored the children of Aaron HaKohen. He was their tutor one morning. Bingo! They're called his children. Now, I come from a Besmedrash that the Maral and the Gaon are almost on the same line. You try to avoid a Machlokes between these two as much as possible. The Maral and the Gaon. So the Maral says on the Shatamidim Kulim Bonim, Kol HaMelamed Es Ben Chaver Torah Kilu Yeladai, one Dvar Torah is enough. You tell him one Dvar Torah, even just for the gefilte fish one. It's already called Kilu Yeladai. The Gaon says on the Chazal that says Shatamidim Kulim Bonim, that's only a Talmid Muvak. So are the Maral and the Gaon arguing? Okay, if there's no choice, we'll say yes. But we try to avoid it because they're on the same wavelength. The Maral and the Gaon, it's Yadua. On the same wavelength.
Or is the Vilna Gaon according to Dovda Melech?
What?
According to Gaon, Dovda Melech.
What about the Melech?
Hello, Rabbi Boyd Valuf.
Yeah, not father though. It's not Shocher. It's not father. Thank you, Shkoyach. Shkoyach, Moshe. It's a din acher. Okay? Okay, shkach. Poch ha-Torah, dinei melech ha-Elom, sha-akol
nirmo.
Okay. So Rabbi says, so let's try to think, what's going on here? Is there any way to work it out? Yes. The best way always to work something out is to look carefully in the words. That's the closest thing to the truth, right? Look carefully in the words. Talmidim kuim banim. He gave birth to him, it's his son. If you look carefully, you'll see it's really two different points. And the Maral and the Gaon are not arguing at all. Just like with biological children, there's two points. There's the birth. You know the birth itself? The mother is pregnant for 9 months, the father doesn't have that. But there's the birth itself, the leda itself. And then there's the taking care and educating, which is called sar gidul banim. You know, that when there's little babies, you wake up in the middle of the night, but then they say in Yiddish, kleine kinder, kleine tzores, roise kinder, roise tzores, and you go through the whole process of raising them till they bezot Hashem, they get married, and you try to get nachas, and so on. It's two different phases. The birth itself, and which is a one-time thing, and then the upbringing, which is years and years. Right? That's what happens in every relationship between father and children. Similarly, you have that also in teaching Torah. There's injecting chaim. You know, you say one Dvar Torah, geshmak, Jewish, yeah. That's kilu yilodah. It's a one maaseh. But then there's shatalmidim kulin bonim. Bonim from the word binyan. To build, and to build, and to... That's already a big avodah. Nachon? Right? That's a big avodah. To have children like, Baruch Hashem, like you have, it's gevaldik, it's an avodah. It doesn't happen overnight. That's an avodah. So that's what the two Rashi's are talking about. Gave birth. That's a one-time thing. Says the Maral, even one Dvar Torah is called Kilu Yilodoi. Shatalmidim kuin bonim. Bonim means opinion. Ooh, that's a big avodah. Says the Goyim, that's only Talmud Mulek. That has to be an outstanding Talmud. It's just two stages and two phases. You have it with every father and son, and you have it also in Divrei Torah as well. Mary, let's go back to that. When was the first shiur klali that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us? When's the first time he taught us Torah? Now, let me just remind you what's happening here. He went up on Vav Sivan till Yom Kippur, 3 times 40, right? And he wasn't with us. From Vav Sivan, or Zayin Sivan according to one opinion, till Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu has not been with us. Right? So when's the first shiur that he gave us? Yud-Alef Tishrei. Yud-Alef Tishrei was the very first shiur that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. And the conversation that he had with the Dayanim was on that day. Yisro came and saw the Moshe Bayim and Mochras, said, hey, what's going on here? Such a long queue. It's not Kovet HaTorah, etc., etc. Right? What could we be called the Banam Shel Mokom? If we heard only one shiur? We cannot. Because you need to be a Talmud Mubak. It's hard to say that on one day you already came a ben of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As we saw, the Gaon says that Banim is a title which means Talmud Mubak. That didn't happen on Yud Alef Tishrei. It's the first time we learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, Rashi cannot call us Banav Shel Mokom. Because, not that it happened prior to Matan Torah. No, it happened in Yud Alef Tishrei. It happened 4 months and some days after Matan Torah. But, the point being is, we're not yet a Talmid and a Moshe Rabbeinu to be called Banav Shel Mokom. So therefore Rashi couldn't mention Banav Shel Mokom. However, in the previous 2 times, so we're speaking way, way after Matan Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu already has been our Rebbe for many, many years. Oh, he's our Rebbe Mubak. Right. So what would you say, guys? Is that a good answer? It's premature to call us Banav Shel Mokom and Yud Alef Tishrei because Moshe Rabbeinu just gave the first shiur. We learned by Moshe Rabbeinu for 20 minutes. You can't be yet called Banav Shel Mokom, which means Talmud Mubak. What do you say, Chava? Can I get the scum of the Torah away on this one?
Same way that the Rebbeinu Shem said, "B'nei b'chayim Yisrael Hashem Asid."
Yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to speak about it. Kodesh Baruch Hu can speak on Hashem Asid. Yeah. People don't speak on Hashem Asid. Right? It's I don't know. Kodesh Baruch Hu can say it. He sees the future.
It's the first lesson of the school year. But you're going to be my talmid. Yeah.
Did you say already then? So Elamai, or Rabbi said, what could you ask of me? It sounds pretty good, no, Chava? Yeah. Is it geschmack? Okay. Yeah? Yeah. Yep. It fits into the main course. Yeah? Bonim, the Maral, the Goyim, trying to avoid a machlokes between these two giants of Am Yisrael, The Maron and the Goyen. Those are the two biggest achronim that we have. Right? And it's great. It sounds very Jewish. Nachon? Very good. But now what comes in the next part of the meal? The dessert. So here comes a caveat, just one point. This is all very geschmack, but what about the Gemara that says that we're called bunim from the time that we said Nasim and Nishma? That's the Gemara in Shabbos Tapiches. Misha'a shehigdimu na'aseh le'nishma karata lehem bunim. It's a Mefarsh Gemara. And if you're saying that the title bunim cannot be used till we already became a Talmud Muvak of Moshe Rabbeinu, or of HaKadosh Baruch, of course, that's what it means, the teaching of HaKadosh Baruch. So how could you say that we're already called, that Banav Shel Makom is premature on Yud Alef Tishrei, when the Gemara says that we're called Banav Shel Makom, Misha Shekdi, Banav Shel Nishma?
But here for HaKadosh Baruch is like a Talmud Muvak, but not the normal level.
So then how come we're not called Banav Shel Makom?
Because HaKadosh Baruch said it.
So why didn't Rashi say Banav Shel Makom? No, but if HaKadosh Baruch was different, so how come we're not called Banav Shel Makom in this week's parasha? You're back to square one. Right? So is that a little bit too loaded for dessert, or that's okay? What do you think? This is a question so what do you say on this one? So could we be called Banav Shel Makom before you're the Aleph Tishrei? Yes or no? So we want to say that's Rashi decided not to call us one of Shemakom. That's like in this week's parasha. Rashi doesn't call us Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Achim, Reim, Chelek, Benachla, V'chol Loshon Chiba, but not the three magical words Bonav Shemakom. And that's how we want to explain Rashi. But the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos called us Bonav Shemakom. Misha Shikdim Unasel Nishma.
Maybe things changed with the Chetu Egel.
Shikdim
Unasel Nishma was before Chetu Egel.
It could be. Listen, this is the Shver, but you're the Wittenberg. That's a very chashur. And he also has some very good children of his own. You have Kananus, I know you do. You have Kananus, 8 children, right? Ah! Gewaldig. But you do. I don't know the other children that well. That's what I mean. I can pray chashur shalom. But you know that. You know who you are.
It's Yehuda's brothers in law.
Hanois Seisha, you look Bachea, right? So that's what it says. Okay. That could be a very interesting outlook. That when we, before Chet Egel, whatever was taught, we learned and we knew. And Aser Sadibris, which is about to come, we're going to understand a lot, and therefore we're called Banav Shel Makom. But once Chet Egel kicked in, and then we're forgetting, and now we're back to being regular people, so therefore we're not called Banav Shel Makom when Yud Alef Tishrei came in. You know, was connected, moved to England to hear this far?
It might be a difference, Luchas Rishonis.
Yeah, it's all part of it. Yeah. It's all part of it. Yeah. That's very geschmack. Dude, did you know that when you make this Torahway thing, you have such gewaldic Torah here? Fantastic. It's a kasha I have with me for maybe 30 years. And you answered it, kacha. Pshu. Thank you very, very much. Rabbi Yisai, that's a very, very geschmack Torah. It's a different kind of Torah before and after Chet HaEgel. Luchas Rishonis, Luchas Shnias. It's true. Luchas Rishonis, the Gemara says in Erevin, we learned, we never forgot.
No Shikha.
And we had it. Luchas Shnias, it's already, it's like regular mortal people. You learn, you forget, you got a chazer, you got to revise till you know it. And therefore, after Chet HaEgel, we were called Banav Shel Makom. No, but then we got a problem. No, we're not. So it's good. Everything works out.
Now
The reverse of the question is, what comes after dessert? Birkas Hamazon. Right? We all agree now, Shir Malas. Okay, I'll look aside. I'm sorry?
Tea.
Okay, that's the one. That's a very English thing. I can tell we as Americans, Israelis, when the meal's already over, and it's already, you want to go to sleep or prepare, and then comes the tea. It's the hardest part of the meal. And especially when they zip it like slowly but surely. Yeah, it takes another half an hour. Hashem Yirachem. So this Shtikl Torah is not with tea. B'seinu Gomer. Shkoyach. Really, thank you very much. Abay said we should all have a great Shabbos. And we should have a Chodesh that should be Mitzvah Shem Menachem Av. And you know what Rabbi said, the learning of today, could we say it's dedicated to our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, which are in a very, it's a dangerous day there today, because with what's happening there in Harabais and so on. So, and today is the yortzeit of the Arizal. As you know, Hey Ab, so the schus of the Arizal and the Torah that we're learning should be the merit of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.